This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have our next guest in the studio with us, David. We've got Samara Adamson-Pinchewski, who is here to talk about an exhibition that's on at the Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne. Welcome to the show, Samara.
It's wonderful to be here.
It's lovely to have you here, especially on Radiothon Day as
Yes, a very important day for us.
Now, we obviously want a bit of background, just get to know you a little bit, Samara. So now we'll talk about the show a little bit, the exhibition, but how did you get started with the arts and you know, how did you get to where you are here now?
I always wanted to be an artist from a very early age. Probably grade 5, I was already quite determined to be an artist, and I was always drawing and colouring in. And
did you get the encouragement from school and parents?
My parents were absolutely instrumental in nurturing my love of the arts.
Yep.
Every school holiday, we were taken to the National Gallery of Victoria to see the exhibitions. I even remember my mum coming along on school excursions to the Picasso show in the 80s.
Wow. Fabulous.
And I danced as a young child as well and was encouraged to perform. And we always went to the ballet as well. So, yeah, the arts have always been important in my upbringing.
Right.
And there's a deep love for it that's lasted.
Yeah. And tell me, what did you do when you left school? Did you follow the arts, or did your parents go, the arts are good, but maybe you should, you know, have a career?
I'm tremendously lucky. My parents let me do whatever I wanted to do as long as I was completely committed and dedicated to it.
Yeah.
My parents didn't have a lot of opportunities to do, I think, what they would have loved to have done, which would have been probably pursue the arts. Both my parents were very talented and they nurtured me. So already by the time I was leaving school, I knew I wanted to go to art school, and I was fortunate enough to get in straight away.
Yeah.
And yeah, I studied for a number of years and exhibited all the way pretty much through, and I absolutely love it. Love going and seeing other people's work too.
Yeah. And are you making a living out of it? Because it's a tough journey being an artist.
It's a really tough journey. I am making a living out of it, but it has taken me about 20 years to get the mix right.
Yeah.
I also teach, so I'm very realistic.
Yep.
And I've been very, very lucky in that way.
And do you teach in schools?
Yes, I do. I teach in a primary school, and I've been in that position since 2007. And during that time, I've been very fortunate to get 2 international residencies overseas, both New York and Paris.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, and I've managed to juggle quite a lot of things, including completing a PhD since that time too. So,
busy.
I am.
Just a little bit about the residency. What did that actually involve?
So I was very fortunate. Mm. After I finished my studies at RMIT in 2014, I was awarded the Golden Artist Colour Scholarship, which is actually open to studio artists to go upstate New York and work with Golden Artist Colours. So I had access to the most incredible paints and paint technology and studio space, and there are international artists there. And yeah, you just get to play with paint for a month and get to explore and experiment, and it was just terrific for me.
And in Paris. So that's
Paris is absolutely the most beautiful city, and I wish I could click my heels 3 times and transform myself there right now. I was awarded the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Moya Dyring Studio, and I had just the most fabulous time hanging out with French artists, and a colleague and friend of mine here was really instrumental in setting me up with meeting people.
So. Fantastic. Now to the show that's on at the Hawthorne Gallery, I think, the Town Hall Gallery. What's What is that? What can people expect to see when they go to that?
So when they go and see the show, they're going to see 20 years of my art practice.
Okay.
From some very, very early cardboard constructions that were made in my third year university degree at Monash. And then they're going to see the transformation of my art practice, which has largely explored abstraction. So they're going to see that journey of how I've, pushed abstraction within my practice.
Can you explain that a little bit about when you say abstraction, what does that actually involve?
So my work is not realistic as such. Yep. It is geometric abstraction, but it's very much about the relationship between architecture and urban space and how we experience and navigate the world. So it's really about those sorts of sensory experiences of walking through the street, of having different views and perspectives. So it's still, though it's abstract, it's still very much based in the real world.
Okay. And colours. Colours play a big part. Well, yes. colour is in the name, light and light with colour with you.
Yeah, light and colour is very, very important to me. There's some really wonderful iridescent light on light or almost white works, and then there's some really dark paintings, and then there's neon and fluoro, and some of the surfaces even glow in the dark. So it's really exciting optical colour effects.
Yeah, and what's it like? Out there, you've got this exhibition, and you're selling your work from this exhibition.
Not from this exhibition, but from my gallery that represents.
But what's it like? As an artist, okay, you have got your day job, but it must be really worrisome. Will people like my art? Do you take that into account, or do you think, no, this is what I believe in, and I want to follow my creative dream?
I've been very, very fortunate that collectors have responded very favourably to my work.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I have to be really happy, and I'm terribly fussy and discerning, and I have to be pleased with what I'm making. They're really labours of love. I can put down 21 surfaces of colour, 21 layers. They're very meticulous.
In each painting?
Yeah, in each painting. And sometimes we can have, 40 colours in one work.
Yeah.
And colours are always shifting and changing depending on where the viewers are standing in front of the work as well.
And how long does one take you, on an average?
On an average, a large-scale work, which is about six foot by six foot, would take 3 months.
Quite
big pieces, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're big pieces. Yeah. The tallest one in the exhibition is 213 centimetres in height.
Mm.
And, I'm pretty small.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So you're fairly small.
Yeah.
So how do you do it? Do you lay it on the ground, or do you climb a ladder?
I stand on chairs, and I'm constantly turning the painting. But I'm also constantly turning the painting on different angles, so I can hopefully reach the top of it. So absolutely.
And you can't put it under your arm and carry it out, can you? They're too big for you. They'll probably fall on top of you and kill you.
Oh, I hope not. But that'd be a good way to go, in the studio. But absolutely. I can carry them and I can lift them. So.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. All right. What's the exhibition called?
The exhibition is called Light Gestures, and it's on till the 3rd of July at the Town Hall Gallery, Hawthorne Art Centre.
Yeah, and fabulous space as well. And
it's
great.
It's terrific. Three
great
giant gallery spaces.
Thank you so much for coming in, and you must come back with your next exhibition as well.
I'd love to, and I love Joy. And
Good.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Pleasure. And can we follow you on Instagram?
I'm not on Instagram.
Oh, but come on.
I know. I've got to get with the times, but my work can be seen on Charles Nodrum Gallery. If you Google that, you can definitely find my work, and the address is charlesnodrumgallery.com.au.
Right. Lovely to have you in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Samara Adamson-Pinchevsky here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.